Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. I should actually welcome myself back to my own podcast because I've been taking a little hiatus and not doing any podcasts for, I don't know, it's been 3 or 4 days, 5 days, a week or so. This is podcast 387, another beautiful summer night, full moon podcast. And I want to talk about what we think about when we're thinking. And we don't really realize it most of the time because our lives are filled with all kinds of sound, just all over the place, and all kinds of media. So we're going to talk about that in podcast 387. Well, this podcast is going to be about concepts of thinking when things are quiet. So when I talk about exgovernmentcars.com, usually I include the megaphone, but this time I'm not going to, because this is one of those podcasts where we're talking about just those kinds of sounds that distract people. So let me just tell you that exgovernmentcars.com is the only car dealer that rocks as hard as you do. Exgovernmentcars.com, and I've had experience with them for a long time now. They're the oldest sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcasts. The latest thing with them is that they can get anyone approved for a car loan in minutes, you know, whether you have great credit or not so great credit. Plus, they take trades. Ex-Government Cars takes trades. So grab your Saturn, your 96 Saturn that burns oil, and drag it down to exgovernmentcars.com, and they'll take it as a trade. Stop by exgovernmentcars.com for a test drive as well, because they've got some great vehicles. They got the Chargers, they've got Ford Police sedans, the new ones that are based on the Taurus frame, as well as Crown Vicks, Yukons, and trucks, and SUVs, which Ed is now getting into big time. So now is the time to get your butt down to 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley, or you can call 763-777-8782, exgovernmentcars.com, and don't forget you can apply safely and securely for that loan online. So grab the 96 oil burning Saturn and get down to exgovernmentcars.com and check out what you can get. Expeditions, Yukons, Suburbans, Crown Vicks, Chargers, that awesome Charger as well. You know, it's just amazing. So check it out. And thanks, Ed, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. And so instead of the megaphone, I'll just whisper it, exgovernmentcars.com. Now, if you've been listening to the podcasts, you know I've been doing something called a news cleanse. And, you know, I've been scanning, just keeping track of what's going on. I'm aware of what's going on. I'm just not letting it permeate. And I'm not doing what I usually do, which is reading about all this stuff, because it gets in the way. But, of course, you can't turn your brain off. And coming into the news cleanse, there was a whole podcast about thoughts about issues before I started the cleanse. And, you know, I'm just kind of pushing those thoughts out. Just by the way, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, a news cleanse is where we just turn it all off and we don't watch TV news and we don't read the news and we don't do any news at all. And it's for a period of time. And I think for everybody, the period of time is different. Some people do a couple of days. I recommend a week or two, even a month of just not doing anything. Because what happens is your perspective changes significantly. One of the things that happens when I do this, and it has happened a lot this time because I also stopped doing podcasts. So I not only did I do a news cleanse, I also did a general work cleanse in some ways. But have you ever thought about what you think about when you're thinking and you really don't know that you're thinking? So these would be unconscious thoughts that just are kind of streaming constantly in your brain. And when there's all of these distractions, you don't even, you know, realize that you're thinking these things. Now, I'm an extrovert. Actually, I'm an extrovert who wishes he was an introvert. And the reason is introverts process things internally. They don't necessarily have to talk about things. They just think about things. Extroverts process things overtly. We have to share. We have to discuss. And I don't know that it has anything to do with being social. I think introverts can be very social. But it's just extroverts tend to have to pull things out and look at them and talk about them and socialize about them in order to understand what they mean. Introverts, not so much. Now, we're not all one thing or the other. Most of us are somewhere on a scale between extrovert and introvert, and some people are extreme extroverts and some people are extreme introverts, but most people are somewhere in between. And a lot of people who know me often say and wonder, and over the years it's changed, but they often wonder, you know, is there ever a period when you're silent? And the answer is yes. You know, there is a period when I'm silent. And recently, this has kind of been a lot. One of the things about the news cleanse, today I was thinking about things in a very foggy way. And I almost started talking to myself, which was something that extroverts will do, to bring form to those ideas. And at that point, I decided against it because when you put framework around some thoughts, try to express them, they just disappear. It's like the old physics concept of when you observe something, it changes it. Even thinking about how you would share an idea or thought or verbalizing some thoughts or concepts ends up destroying them. So in some ways, this podcast is about these concepts, and I'm not even sure I want to try to even define them. And yes, I probably think about the same stuff everybody else does. Some of it I won't share, but most of the concepts are memories, wishes, things that you do want, things that you don't want, things that you want to have happen, and then these formless thoughts that you almost don't want to think about. And you, when you don't have stimulus, you catch yourself thinking things like morbid thoughts. You think about people that you know who've died. I wondered why I think more about one grandmother than the other. This was just a thought that occurred to me out of nowhere. You think about the people you know who are going to die. When you're young, you don't think about that stuff as much. As you get older, you start to think about that. And then, of course, you start thinking about when you're going to die. And these are thoughts that are constantly going in the back of your mind, depending on your age. And you don't even know that you're thinking about them. One of the other things I thought about is the difference between how you thought or a person thinks when they're 17 versus when they're 50 or 60 or 70 or 80. The difference between how young people see the world and how people in middle age see the world and how, you know, people who are really old see the world. They are quite different. And then another thought that I had was, yet all of these people, all these three groups, still have strong emotions, emotional thoughts, desires, and wishes that don't really age. So at the same time, you can feel that you're young inside, even though you're in your 90s. And then it's almost a surprise for people in their 90s or 80s to look at themselves in the mirror and realize, my God, I'm 80 years old. I realized after thinking about what I'm thinking about that I actually have to really work on rooting out negative thoughts. I think most of us do, because I think a lot of things that are happening in the world are negative, and I think a lot of things that are happening for certain people depending on which end of the political spectrum they're in are negative, and I think a lot of this stimulus is negative. Now, sometimes negative is good. Sometimes fear is good because it saves you. Sometimes fear of getting too fat saves you, and you go on a diet and you lose weight and you're healthier. Or sometimes it's bad. It all depends on the person. Sometimes fear and negative thinking can hold us back, and it holds us back for years. Sitting out here at different times of the day is a good place for me to sit and hear what passes for quiet if you live in the city. And there's always some kind of noise, but it's really great to just sit out here and just experience the quiet. And especially after a few days of not really taking in news and thinking about, because what happens is when you're watching all the news and thinking about all the news, those concepts are, you know, pushed down so that sort of unconscious stream of thought gets pushed way down and you don't hear it because you're thinking about things that you read, or you're thinking about political problems, or you're thinking about a news issue, especially if you spend time talking about current events like me. And then lately, I've had some great dreams, which fade as soon as I wake up. And I think I've got to write that down, but I don't. And when I wake up, it's gone, but the dream is still there like a nagging. And then again, those things come up during the day, as long as you're not tamping down your unconscious streaming. I'm told that what you're supposed to do to remember a dream is to think about what you're doing the instant that you remember a piece of a dream, and then that will give you a clue about what you were dreaming about, and then maybe it'll be a little bit more revealed. And also, maybe you'll understand a little bit about what you were dreaming. So dreams and conceptual thoughts that are almost impossible to quantify, to me, end up being better than the news. And as I've been saying, I'm looking for different stories to tell because it isn't that I'm bored with the news. I think that it is in many ways a pernicious influence in our society, because one of the things that happens when you're able to be idle, as I have been in the last few days, is you start to hear those unconscious thoughts. You start to experience that, and maybe they start to slow down, and maybe for once in your life, your brain can be quiet. And, you know, we may take a couple days off here and there in America. We are not generally vacation people in this country. We don't really take vacations, especially if you're in business for yourself. You don't generally take vacations. And we also, because of this, really don't know how to be idle in this country. In other words, just letting the engine idle and let it sort of recharge the batteries, where you are free from time to time from any and all noise like these.
Kids across the country are leaving their teachers' notes, you know, as they prepare to go home for summer vacation. Here's one. Miss Stevens, I'm sorry your cat died, but at least you won't smell as dirty anymore. Little Michael.
The challenge is how to do this in our society, because wherever you go, there is some kind of sound, like here at the gas station.
Can you do dance music? When people drive, they listen to music, but how can you safely dance and listen to music and drive all at once?
I don't really do it with my own songs. I think it's kind of weird, right? Have you ever seen an artist listening to their own music and they're like, oh my God!
This is cheesy, right?
I think so.
I'm with you, kid.
Pulling into the gas station, get some gas. And without even expecting it,
Jack Lee Street presents Messing with Sasquatch.
Flashlight.
Earhart. Go.
There is a TV on the gas pump that plays clips from NBC in this case, and you're bombarded with not just the sound. It isn't the sound so much, but it's the content that bombards you and causes you to have to think about
now
that.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite How I Quit tweets with some of you guys. Here we go. The first one is from @MilaRocks. She says, before I left, I set my boss's computer so that every time he typed his name, it changed to I Like Ponies.
You know, sounds, ambient sound by itself is okay. It's not really distracting, but the blaring, the CNN, Fox, ESPN, MSNBC, the ads on the gas pumps at the gas station and in the Starbucks and everything else, that gets into your head.
Back and forth, 15 minutes of emails back and forth with her advisor, Huma Abedin, as you suggested, about how to use the fax machine. Some lighter moments, perhaps. Serious moments, though.
Today is Linda Barnett's last day as circuit clerk in Grenada County after 24 years. She's resigning over the Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage.
I would be the one issuing the license, so it would be like I would be approving. You know, I just like
the U.S.
I just believe that the
has become a dumping ground
for a man and a woman, and
for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems.
Recently, a Republican candidate for president described immigrants as drug dealers, rapists, and criminals.
He is trying to get a constituency that believes that Mexico is refusing to follow the south of the border.
Whether you're going into a laundry, whether you're going into a Starbucks, maybe you're going into a place to have lunch. And you know, as I said, I'm okay with the noise that we hear when we're just running an errand. But when all of this becomes kind of the content becomes part of an ambient backdrop of our society, I think that when you layer that in with everything else, it adds up to so much sound, and then people wonder why they're on edge. Or because they're not processing. part of the reason is that most of the media, most of the news, most of the music, you know, most of the commercials and everything else, some of it by definition feeds on and plays on your emotions and your internal thoughts. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff, persuasion, you know, commercials, things of that nature that are designed to play on your emotions anyway. But a lot of people take this stuff literally. You know, they listen to the words and they don't realize that there's a lot of more design to a lot of the TV commercials to play on those unconscious thoughts. And then on top of that comes things like the news, which don't have a little warning coming with them that they are also designed to play on your emotions. So those internal thoughts, those unconscious internal thoughts that stream constantly are played upon when you're unaware or not thinking about how these different types of media play on a person's emotions. And who would think of this? With, in terms of the million other things that we have to think about on a day-to-day basis, who would even think of that? That's why when you turn it all off and you just allow your unconscious thoughts to sort of come to the surface and you start recognizing them, that's when you start to realize how much this stuff in our society in modern times plays on human emotions. And we're even getting to the point where political groups, candidates, terror groups, criminals of all sorts, I'm trying to put the politicians in the same bag, but, you know, media people and everything else, they start to do things designed specifically to play on people's emotions in order to get more play in the media. So it's all sort of a dangerous kind of maw that plays on unconscious thoughts. That's why turning it off is great, because then you are able to start thinking about what you're thinking about, and you start to realize more about and learn more about your own emotions and how they play in your life.
I heard I'm going low, but I'm not ready. I heard I'm going strong, but she said I'm not believing.
I think it was Carl Jung that said that as people age, they have to take more time to process because, of course, they've lived longer and there's more unconscious thought stream in their head, and we need to think about that.
Hold on a second.
Baby's coming.
Now?
Yes, now.
Call you back. Did she go to the hospital?
Just a few minutes ago.
Your wife's having the baby.
What?
The baby. Go. I got this.
You're sure?
That's what I did when I started this place.
We know what went into building your wealth. Our financial advisors put the same care into helping you craft a plan to manage it. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
Now, of course, my news is print. As I said, I read, I don't listen or watch, because this gives me time to think about a story, to examine it, to think about what's behind it, and think about the issue. And it helps put things in perspective. But I also see the powerful influence even reading the news or comments on Twitter or Facebook can have in a 24-hour period of just thinking, where it's just listening to the subconscious thoughts, and I checked my Twitter feed and I checked Facebook, and immediately my head got full of all of this stuff. And my point is, when your head is full of nonsense, and it is nonsense, blaring out of TV 24/7, you really are never able to hear these thoughts. You never have the pleasure of deciding what should be rooted out and what should be something that remains and maybe builds onto something else. So when I think about the last few months, the podcasts on political stuff and the podcasts not on political stuff, the frustrations, the speaking engagements, and the experiences that have come out of them, one of the things I think is missing these days is that silence. Now, in that sense, I'm lucky to live alone, because when I want silence, in a sense, all I have to do is turn everything off, and usually I do turn everything off. And this, by the way, this doesn't mean I don't want to hear music every now and then or whatever. It's just when it comes in unbidden is when it starts to fill up, and you have to find some way to turn it off. Now, if you're living with a pack of screaming kids, all that joy that brings is great. But even with just one person that you love, if you're living with somebody else, even if you don't have kids, the silence may be a little tougher to come by. But if you can just stop for a minute and get the silence, for a day or two, maybe a few minutes at a time. Maybe it's something for people who get up early before everybody else gets up. That's a great time. Or if you stay up late, it's a great time to just seek silence and ground. It's the same kind of situation. When everybody's gone to sleep or isn't yet up, you can get a little piece of silence. And if you're an extrovert, then to be quiet is really important. And if you're an introvert, it's great to just be quiet. And it's easier to do if you're an introvert. And let these ideas and concepts process internally without voicing them, without adding structure to them, without allowing any structure to form around them, and let them just pass through. It's not so easy for us extroverts, but it's really, 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 really important to do. So as we head into the 4th of July weekend, here's to getting a moment away from everybody else, a moment where someone isn't telling you what you should believe, where someone isn't telling you what to believe or how to believe or what to think, a moment away from the newsmakers and the newsbreakers and the people who ought not to be either, a moment away from social media and the smartphone and what this holiday means and what it doesn't mean, a moment to just listen. And not only listen to the sound, especially if you're lucky enough to be out in nature, but even the sound when you're in the urban areas, the suburbs and the city, but also a moment to hear your inner thoughts. Because the longer I do this, the more I think that that's where the story is, that's where the gold is, that's where the celebration is, and that's where the creativity is. So very quietly, happy 4th of July weekend, and I will see you Monday. Thanks once again to Ed Johnson at xgovernmentcars.com for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Again, I've known and dealt with Ed for many, many, many years. I've had 3 Crown Vics and now, of course, the podcast mobile command unit, the ambulance. So I've had a lot of vehicles from X Government Cars, and they're great. Great staff, help after you buy. And of course, now the latest is that they have everyone's approved credit, and they take trades. And they're into trucks. Ed is super in now getting into trucks, Yukons, Expeditions, but he still has the Ford Police sedans, the Chargers, the Crown Vics. So get your butt down to xgovernmentcars.com, 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley, or check them out online. And don't forget, you can apply safely and securely for the loan at xgovernmentcars.com. And again, I'll whisper it, xgovernmentcars.com. It sounds kind of creepy when I do that. And thanks to you guys for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and blogtalkradio.com. Really appreciate that. And for listening right on the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. A lot of people do that. And these different apps, Stitcher.com, TuneIn, and of course iTunes. If you have a new Apple iPhone, you have the podcast app. A lot of times with Android devices, they were looking for a good app for podcasts. Stitcher.com fills that void, or TuneIn. Also look for the players right on the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. And thanks for your donations, your contributions at thebobdavispodcast.com. They all go into the mobile unit. And I think the next big outing is going to be the air show at Oshkosh. I'm getting ready to head over and getting prepared. In fact, I bought myself a camp stove over the weekend. So I'm getting ready to head over to the EAA at the end of July, and maybe, just maybe, Sturgis. I was talking to Ken Madden about that, and I can't forget Ken Madden, the digital sponsor of the BobDavisPodcast.com for Mad K Studios. Click on the banner. It will take you to their Facebook page, and you can see what kind of original automotive artwork they do. It's great stuff, and thanks, Ken, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast, and thank you for listening to podcast 387.